You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Elena Deladon, and you're listening to Dishin' and Swishin' on WSTR Radio.
I haven't mentioned this since we played Georgia Tech 2 years ago. You know? I think the more you talk about things, I told you, I learned this from Svetlana, because we used to be obsessed with talking about the national championship, and she just looked at our whole team one day, and she said, why does everybody keep talking about this? Isn't that what the goal is? So let's stop talking about it. So we did. And ever since then, we don't talk about this stuff. Why bother? I haven't mentioned it one time. I mentioned it last year at the Final Four. The halftime of the Stanford game, I said, I think my streak is getting to you guys. So you only need to win one more. You don't have to worry about any. You need to win 20 minutes. You don't have to worry about the streak. But I just think that, especially these guys, I mean, you know what would be really hard? If you had the exact same team coming back for 3 years in a row. Then you could really talk about it. So, yo, you guys haven't lost in 3 years, in 2 years. And they'll be like, yeah. We got guys on our team that they won one game. They won one game. Now we're going to put that on them?
That was the Christmas
episode. Samari Walker doesn't know any one of our plays. You think she knows anything about a streak? Other than, you know, yeah, they told me that you have to win every game you can. So I don't wanna go through this season. To be honest with you, I don't wanna go through this season. If we had everybody back from last year's team, I would be having some fun with this. At other people's expense. As you know me. But it's not the same team, so I can't put this on them. It's not fair to them. This is not their streak. Doesn't make any sense to me. You know, Magic got all 56 hits himself, if I remember correctly. He didn't stop at 40, and then that's somebody else got the other 16. So it's just, I really, and you know, I have people in women's basketball that have a problem when I talk like that. They think like I'm Joan of Arc carrying a gathering torch for the whole game. That if we beat the record, we're better than men's, we're better than John Wooden, we're better than anybody. And I just could give two rips about that. I want my guys to just enjoy coming to the games, playing. You know, hey, I want the Connecticut to win a national championship. Yeah, I don't want it to be any more than that. They're not the saviors of anything. They're not. Those guys are so clueless, it's unbelievable. You see Brea Hartley, one comment in the paper? Yeah, we got to bring it every day. We know what the pressures are. We know what this program's all about. It's all about winning, and if they'll never lose. And I know I got to bring it every day. That sumbitch gets thrown out of practice every half hour. Because what she says and what she does are two completely different things. So, you know, we're going
to... Do you want this weekend?
Do I want a 10? No. If it keeps going, I'm fine with it. But I'm fine if it ends. Why would I not? You know, why would I be one way and not the other? I know. I know it's going to end. It's just a matter of when. Hey, when we had won 39 in a row after year one, I didn't know we'd be at 78. And certainly last October, November, and December, when we were putting this game together, the Ohio State game together, and all these other knucklehead games that we have. But you think I would have went, hey, I'm not sure we'll do this until February. Who cares? I'm sure a lot of people care, but come on, really. How about this? Like, it's been great. We win Tuesday, it's still great. And when's greatness going to end? At Georgia Tech, I don't know. Ohio State, I don't know. Stanford, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Notre Dame. When's it going to end? So the excitement's there. The excitement is, you know, 99% of the country is probably following the game tomorrow in the sports world. Because it's a great matchup between two teams. two great players, Ryan Moore and Brittany Griner. Two teams, 1 and 2, or let's see if they can knock the streak out. So a lot of people are going to be watching one.